Hello, welcome. I am Taru Lintunen and I will introduce you the concept of social and emotional learning, SEL, SEL. Social and emotional learning is a process, something that happens on time, over time. It's about learning. Learning takes time. It's a process through which participants, athletes, adults, children acquire skills to recognize and manage their emotions and demonstrate caring and concern for others. These are individual level skills, my skills. This is a question of my skills. And then SEL is also about establishing positive relationships, making responsible decisions, and handling challenging situations effectively. These are social level skills, something that you are also involved, other people are involved. These skills provide foundation for example, academic achievement, also high performance in sport, motivation, also maintenance of health habits, resilience, and engagement, participation in society. The skills used in social and emotional learning come from different approaches. For example, research on emotional intelligence has during the previous years been very active and clarified concepts, and there's a lot of research done in the field. Also, research on mindfulness and mindfulness, meditation, acceptance and commitment approaches also provide important skills and knowledge that can be used. Most approaches of psychotherapy and counseling use social and emotional skills. For example, listening skills are used and taught in psychotherapy and training of psychotherapists and counselors. This course is not about psychotherapy, but the psychotherapeutic skills are taught in basic form, not to change people or take care of mental health problems, but to give tools to the toolbox of social and emotional learning. Social psychology provides also important tools when we deal with social level questions, skills, group skills, responsibility skills. Then we need, and also research uses different theories, methods of analysis when we deal with social level phenomenon compared with individual level phenomenon. And social psychology provides tools for that. These are skills, and collaborative learning is used in this course, and that means student-centered, dialogical and action-oriented teaching and learning methods. It's important that you participate the contact parts of the course, because this group is used to demonstrate, practice and learn the skills of social and emotional learning. As you could see, there are many different approaches where social and emotional skills are used and taught. And consequently, there is need for a coordinating framework. And here you can see one, the CEL Wheel model. It was created in the Kassel organization in Chicago. And Kassel is an organization where the mission is to help make evidence-based social and emotional learning an integral part of education from preschool through high school. They do research, practice and policy. So quite influential and large organization. And I had the pleasure to visit their headquarters some years ago and meet people who work there. And also one of their leading professors, Roger Weisberg, visited Jyväskylä a couple of years ago. And in there, so if you go to the website of Kassel, you find a lot of resources, updated lists of research, and they also keep a repository or catalog of different programs where social and emotional skills are taught. So definitely a valuable resource. And as you can see in the wheel, in the inner circle of the wheel, there are the skills which I earlier listed: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, responsible decision making. And these are the areas which we cover in this course. There are a lot of courses now, teaching programs which teach emotional skills. And most of them operate in the area of self-awareness or self-management. And often these are the target preschool or elementary level school students. But the field is much larger and broader, and there are these different parts. We chose as one of the frameworks of this course Thomas Gordon's model of or theory of social interaction skills. And I added these skills which you can see in the speech balloons on the outer circle. So I added these to the model. And these are the model, for example, clear expression of feelings, active listening, some group skills, problem solving skills, to the model and to the program, and they are, as I said, from the Thomas Gordon's model of social interaction. You will learn this more in detail from Hanna-Mari Toivonen's and Markus Talvio's presentations, and this you will also practice. You have excellent experts as teachers in this course. Markus Talvio did his PhD in the field. He is my former PhD student and current colleague, and actively teaches these skills in Finland and also internationally. And he also works actively in the Gordon Training International organization. So he has very updated information about what's going on in the area of Thomas Gordon's theory and model. And then Hanna-Mari Toivonen is an expert of the third model we use, the TPSR, teaching personal and social responsibility model, which was developed by Professor Don Hellison just by chance also in Chicago. And Hanna-Maria and I, we have visited the University of Northern Illinois and met Don Hellison himself and also the professors who continue his work, Paul Wright and Gloria Balaguer. And Hanna-Maria is doing her PhD in the field, and then you can also get very updated information from Hanna-Maria about how to teach responsibility through sport to athletes and school students. This way we cover the whole area of social and emotional learning. But you will hear more in detail from Hanna-Maria's and Markus's lectures. These skills are useful and needed in the field of sport and exercise. Skills help to create a psychologically safe, supportive and inspiring learning and sport atmosphere. Practices are often action-oriented. There is a lot of interaction in the locker rooms or when athletes go to the sports fields. There are a lot of contacts and sometimes conflicts. So everybody needs skills to deal with all these situations. And also skills to promote good atmosphere. These skills help athletes, coaches, teachers to cope with stress, because there are always conflicts and need for tools to deal with different challenges, and also to support psychologically safe environment for participants. And in this course you will learn these skills. This course will introduce you the concepts, and this is an introductory course on many of these skills. Hope you have enjoyable learning experience and welcome to the course.